Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHoud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lonborg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. One out. Joe LaHoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHoud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to third. Harris moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. LaHoud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Sims and he is out, Harris applying the tag. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Harris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lonborg hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foy for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton pinch hits for Willie Smith. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Tony Horton now playing first base. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Tommy Harper now playing right. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vidal. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Vidal steals second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Lime. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vidal scores. Harper moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Mike Paul now pitching. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Bill Landis. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy bunts towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. George Scott pinch hits for Joe LaHood. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Scott now playing first base. Ken Harrelson now playing right field. Lee Stang now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Horton reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.